There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
From your nation's capital, this is What's on Your Mind. We're actually at the Heritage Foundation today, steps from the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., where I broadcast all week long. I'm here along with the North Dakota Broadcasters Association and broadcasters from all across the country. We're lobbying. I'm a lobbyist for a couple of days. Actually, I'm a lobbyist every day because I'm always, you know, and I don't necessarily think lobbying's a bad thing. Lobbying just means advocating, right? Lobbying means standing up for what you believe in, so... I do that every day for our fine listeners on issues important to them and to us. That's what we do here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. So glad to be here in Washington, D.C. We'll be here for actually through Wednesday with the program. So looking forward to it. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number to give us a ring. Todd Mitchell is here rubbing sand out of his eyes because he was up there watching jumping up and down for Birdman till the wee hours of the morning.
Hey, whatever.
The Oscars. And
I wasn't even watching it. Nice try.
No, you skipped it? You opted out?
Didn't watch a second. Did not watch a second of it.
Yeah. I don't care. I just don't care about the Oscars. I really don't.
I would care more if it didn't become political statements. It's like, wait a minute, I thought this was about, you know, acting and films and stuff, and they turn into something it's not, and it just gets tiring after a while.
I did want American Sniper to win. That's the only reason I had one ear on it, but I was not paying much attention. I posted a Facebook question about whether you care last night on it, and a lot of our listeners don't, quite honestly, so I'm not alone. It is kind of a big bore. Anyway, we're not sleepy at all. We're here to serve you in any way we can here today on the program. Open up any newspaper in America, watch the evening news, watch a cable channel, and you're going to hear a story about a new video from a terrorist group threatening the Mall of America with an attack. I want to know whether this concerns you. Will it in any way, you know, alter your shopping plans? Or is that exactly what these terrorists want? I mean, it's just a threat of a attack on the Mall of America, enough terror for them to have you running scared. This is it's everywhere. I'm looking at one paper here. I don't even know which one this is. Security being beefed up at the Mall of America in Minnesota, and the head of the Homeland Security Agency said shoppers should use caution after a video calling for attacks on major shopping centers surfaced this weekend. They specifically mentioned the Mall of America. Homeland Security Secretary said over the weekend, Americans should still feel that they are free to associate. They are free to go to public gatherings. Well, thank you for that. I would say that if anyone is planning to go to the Mall of America today, they've got to be particularly careful. That's what he said yesterday. Homeland Security Secretary. So when you hear that, what reaction do you have to it? Want to know your take on that today. Also, the hubbub over the canceled prayer by the Muslim prayer that was scheduled for Ash Wednesday in the North Dakota House continues. We had somebody called joking. Remember Friday when they called to joke, Todd, about, hey, Kara's protesting? And I said, you're kidding, right? And he said, yeah, I am kidding. Well, the show no sooner ended, and Kara sends out some release demanding an apology. You had, folks in Fargo in a Muslim group quite upset about this. There was an apology. Then that's been taken down from social media. So now some talk that there will be a protest if there is plans for the Muslim to speak or to give the prayer in the future, which is different than what we talked about last week, which was just basically a scheduling snafu to say, we don't think it's appropriate on Ash Wednesday that a Muslim give the prayer, but they can come back another time. So we'll just reschedule it to another time. Now some talk, at least at one legislator, concerned, I guess, hinting at a boycott if the leader is invited back for an invocation. Here's my question. Number one, does anyone need to apologize? Should Republicans? Should care by turning this into a political issue? This is not going away lightly here. I want to know what your take is on that today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me just say this. I didn't say this on the radio Friday, But it's been in the back of my mind. I ended up doing Point of View with Chris Berg and Betty Grandy, a former legislator, as well as Jack Seaman, libertarian candidate, on Friday, which is on KX4. Folks in the eastern half of North Dakota, western Minnesota, see it. 6:30 Point of View is called. And I said, you know, let's just call this what this is, political correctness. This being the fact that you have a Muslim in rotation. Now, we had people call the program on Friday. This fella is obviously a nice guy. I hold no ill to him whatsoever, and I feel bad that he's in the middle of this. But I'm going back to the decision to rotate people doing the prayer when somebody said, well, we better put someone from the Muslim faith in that rotation for the North Dakota legislature. That's political correctness, isn't it? Isn't that just, you know, if we don't, it'll look like we excluded them, so we better include them. And, you know, really, I mean, there's not, you know, Muslims in the North Dakota legislature. This obviously is for them and to begin their day with prayer. So, you know, and then when you make a decision like that and then something like this happens, which in my mind, again, was just a scheduling screw up. This wouldn't have happened if somebody hadn't thought to say, well, wait a minute, does it make sense to do that on Wednesday? Let's just switch that to Thursday. Not, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. So it was a scheduling screw-up without question. But the root of the problem is political correctness in the first place, in my mind. What's your take on that? At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One bit of news we want to share with you. There evidently has been a collision between an SUV and a school bus in South Fargo. The Forum of Fargo Moorhead is reporting that Fargo police and firefighters are on the scene of a crash involving a school bus and an SUV in South Fargo. Fargo Fire Battalion Chief Craig Nelson said the crash happened a half hour ago, intersection of 17th Avenue and 13 and a half Street South. Six children riding in the bus injured. I'm sorry, were not injured. Repeat, were not injured. Drivers should avoid the stretch, however, between University Drive and 14th Street. 17th Avenue South between University Drive and 14th Street blocked off now due to traffic. But anytime something like that happens, you take notice. All right, John and Mandan, let's get to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
I'm going to talk about the Mall of America scare. I'm just going to say it's an idle threat. I mean, how could they do anything to the Mall of America and get away with it? I mean, what are you thinking?
So when you say idle threat, in your view, John, it's just designed to get you to not go to the Mall of America and be scared when they actually have no plans of doing anything?
Yeah, right. What do you mean? Where are they going to come from? How are they going to do it? You're not going to notice them coming in there?
Well, you know, who knows? I mean, I would tell you this. I've been to Mall of America many times, and nobody watches you walk in the door.
They don't watch you walk in the door, but I mean, so what are they going to do? Are they going to bomb the place? I mean, they're going to carry a bomb in, and how big is the bomb going to be, and what's it going to look like? And when they do blow up the place, how much of the place are they going to blow up? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
This, by the way, was the same group that did something similar. Wasn't it a similar mall in Kenya, I think? And they went in and said, are you Christian? No, I think they said, are you Muslim? No. Would you convert? No. Boom, dead. I mean, just literally, you know, stabbing and shooting people at point-blank range. So, but I'm, you know, John, I tend to agree with you that this is part of their M.O., right? This is their
Why are they trying to scare us? I mean, what's it going to accomplish?
Well, they want you looking over your shoulder. That's the definition of terrorism. But I'm curious if you perceive it as a real threat or if it is designed just to exactly what John is saying. Thanks, John. Bob, Valley City, your take. You're next on What's in Your Mind.
I was talking about, do we have any Muslims in the House or the Senate in North Dakota?
No.
Well, then what's the reason for this prayer thing from the Muslims?
I guess inclusiveness. I'd like to know, but again, I think it's political correctness just that it's scheduled at all. I think it's, you know, that's in my mind what it
is.
Well,
I mean, if we had one Muslim legislator, I think then we could show him some respect in having a prayer. But if we don't have any Muslims at the state capitol, I mean, that's what the prayer is for, is to bless them and to honor them so that they do a good job through prayer and stuff. And if he's a you know, I think that if there's a Muslim there, they ought to do it, but, you know, or have it, not on that particular day, but they ought to allow it just out of respect for the one Muslim legislator. But, and that thing about the Mall of America, I mean, it's a little scary to me because, I mean, you put a 5 gallon, gallon of gas, on your back in a road flare and walk into that cafeteria, you're going to cause a whole lot of damage. And I don't know if that's feasible or not, but the way that I look at it, I think it's an idle threat, but you still got to watch for it, you know, but I would not go there. In fact, I would probably go there just to show them that I wouldn't be afraid of it. But, you know, anything's possible, but I think you got to continue with a grain of salt.
I remember not long ago, Australia, there was a attack forwarded at the 11th hour where they planned to just go in the streets and randomly behead people. So, you know, nothing's beyond these folks, but I tend to agree with you, Bob. I don't think it should send us cowering to the corner, otherwise they win. Appreciate the call. Greg is traveling Highway 83. We'll get you in here next, 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the bucket these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City. 1204 4th Avenue Northeast if you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Stafford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
February is the month of love, and everyone at the Brick House Grill in Dickinson wants to show a little love to Dickinson's first responders. Firefighters, law enforcement, and EMTs work 24-7, 365 days a year to serve and protect the Dickinson community. They spring into action around the clock through the coldest days of winter and the hottest days of summer. And the employees and owners of the Brick House Grill offer their sincere thanks. Visit the Brick House Grill in downtown Dickinson or on the web at brickhousegrillonline.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Back in Washington, D.C., we're at the Heritage Foundation. And by the way, this place is jam-packed with experts. And we're going to tap into a couple of them yet this week. Hoping to catch up with Stephen Moore, our favorite economist. And also want to talk a little bit about calling terrorists terrorists. What's the deal? Is it too much of a reach to think that you know, when I open up newspapers and hear about a group threatening the Mall of America, that when we won't call terrorism terrorism, that emboldens them? I don't think there's too much of a stretch, is it? I want to talk with some experts about that. We have a jam-packed show today, so we won't have any experts on today from the Heritage Foundation. We have plenty of experts, some good local experts, as a matter of fact. The folks from the Watford City Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Corporation have a wonderful event planned next week on the 4th. They're bringing in a fellow by the name of Dr. Lawrence Scott. He is an economist, and he is going to do a presentation called The Price of Oil. What happened? How long will it last? We get a sneak preview here coming up in a little bit with Dr. Scott joining us. Also next hour, it's one of our University of Mary Mondays. Look forward to that conversation. We're going to deal with some challenges, some real challenges you may or may not know about in healthcare and what to do about them. So stay tuned for that. Know of any challenges in healthcare? Got a couple of experts for you. Great time for you to share your stories on the program today. All right, let's get to Craig, who's traveling. No, Greg it is on Highway 83. Actually, I have two, a Greg and a Craig, and they're both on 83. But glad the radios are locked in on what's on your mind. Greg, you're first. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to, just in case people don't know, the federal government has packed central Nebraska and Minneapolis with lots and lots of Somalian families. If you're wondering where the terrorists will come from. And they've got our eye on North Dakota to ship in lots of refugee Muslim families. So it's going to be an interesting future we got here. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Now, I think that what's real important, Greg, though, is to say that there are individuals within those communities that mean no harm, right? I mean, yet at the same time, you need to be watchful on where some of these terrorist networks come from. I saw a number of things over the weekend focusing on exactly that, these Somali communities in Minnesota and what they and why it is that some of their younger folks get wrapped up in terror plots. And, you know, it was very interesting. So factual, but also let's be careful not to say they're all out to do us harm. All right, Craig, on Highway 83, you're traveling up to Minot, it looks like. Thanks for the travel schedule, and thanks for listening. More importantly, what's on your mind?
Well, I just have an issue with having to take a Muslim prayer for the Muslims when we shouldn't acquiesce to any single religion. In the first place, you know, you're not allowed to have prayer in schools, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a travesty.
So what... Should anybody apologize from the Republican side to say, hey, I'm sorry this turned into a controversial situation? Any apologies there?
I think total apology. Anyone involved, just fired.
One more time, Craig? I didn't hear you.
Total apology from anyone involved with that decision.
Okay, wait a minute, though. So when you say apology for scheduling it or apology for canceling it?
Apology for scheduling.
All right. So in your mind, there ought not be a Muslim prayer in the rotation of the legislature.
No, there should not.
Why?
Because we don't make specific allowances for any other religion that I'm aware of.
Specific allowances. I think this just says, hey, we're for the freedom of expression of religion, whatever faith you have.
But nobody's talking about any other religion.
Well, I don't know who else is in rotation. But, first of all, I agree with you, Craig, in the first place. The reason this has become controversial is because someone made the decision, hey, we better do this, which in my mind, that's political correctness. I mean, let's be honest. Is this necessary in the North Dakota legislature? No. This is a ministerial association saying we want to be politically correct. And so that's now caused this. That's my opinion. You tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I think that's now. Once it's been scheduled.
I do agree with what you just said again.
Yeah, that's how it happened. But now we are where we are. Okay, so and we are with a plan and a rotation. And if you upend that, if you stop in the middle and just say, "Hey, that's a bad idea," quite honestly, you are opening yourself up to a lot of criticism. Now you're saying, "Well, we shouldn't have done this," and it's political correctness. And that's, like I say, the original decision is why this is now controversial. But
yes, that to me that's just like saying if you or I do something wrong, we realize that we did something wrong. we as citizens and as people in general are expected to make our apologies for our oversight or whatever the case may be. If we make a mistake, we're expected to man up or own up to it. I think they should be required to say.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some of your comments on Facebook on this. Wes says, wasn't it an Ash Wednesday event? Would they object to bringing in a minister for a Christian prayer for Ramadan? It was Ash Wednesday at the legislature, and there was originally an individual scheduled to give the prayer who was Muslim. They said, can we reschedule you for a different day? He continued in the Senate but didn't in the House. And, by the way, he has no problem with this whatsoever. But now CARE is causing a ruckus, and there have been Facebook comments criticizing this, and it's become an issue. Dawn says Republicans can apologize for protesting this when CARE apologizes for supporting terrorist organizations and not for standing up against terrorist activities. Karen says absolutely not. Nothing to apologize for. Sean says the whole thing has gotten way out of hand on both sides. Sherry says, let me get this straight. At the beginning of a holy time for Christians, some Christians make a point of being unchristian? Makes sense to me. And Dale says, no, don't want anybody apologizing. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Phil in Bismarck to find out what's on your mind. Phil, go ahead.
Okay. This has been on my mind for a couple of days now. And the issue isn't whether there should be a Muslim praying, obviously, at legislature, because everybody should get a shot. The Wiccans want a shot, the Buddhists, whatever. The point is, it's Good Friday, right? And this was just insensitive. Now, my question is, who scheduled this? Is there a Muslim in regular rotation? Is everybody in regular rotation? From what I gather, this is the first time the guy was brought in to make the prayer. That begs the question of who scheduled it?
Yeah, the Ministerial Association of Bismarck does this, and the minister who scheduled this said he just didn't think anything of it, that this individual was on there for Ash Wednesday. So it was an oversight. And when he said,
okay, this is what the guy's saying. I'm not really buying this.
So you think he put a person on
somebody
the schedule?
Somebody scheduled this on Good Friday because the guys in regular rotation will flip the days.
Right.
Nobody's going to get
I don't know. I don't know whether it was or not. I asked that question on Friday, but by the way, it was Ash Wednesday, not Good Friday. But I know what
exactly.
You mean.
Exactly.
It was
exactly.
Yeah.
Flip the days. Now was this done specifically to create an incident for? The Fargo Papers, the Bismarck Papers, which are turning into the Fargo Papers, the Forum News Service, and everybody else in the world, I would say very possible.
Interesting take, Phil. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
And we're back live in Washington, D.C. We're coming to you from the Heritage Foundation today on a special edition of What's On Your Mind. We'll have some guests from Washington, D.C. later this week. Actually, Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us Thursday, not in his usual Wednesday slot for the Talk Radio Town Hall, but we have a number of guests from D.C. that will be joining us here from the Heritage Foundation and also talking agriculture tomorrow on the program, so look forward to that very much. All right, our guest who will be keynoting the Watford City Chamber of Commerce and Watford City Economic Development Gathering next week in Watford, who is a great economist, going to have a wonderful time next week in Watford. Looking forward to that. Going to join us shortly here. But first, let me get Beverly and Beach in because she's been waiting a while. Beverly, tell me what's on your mind.
Good morning. I was just concerning the prayers. I serve as a state chaplain for the American Legion Auxiliary and as past national chaplain. And when we were in D.C., Mr. Obama was first elected, we could not hold National Day of Prayer at the Capitol Rotunda. But later on, the Muslim Day of Prayer was able to be held. And as national chaplain, I was also told that I should keep all prayers for meetings generic. And I thought, well, you know, the United States of America is supposed to have freedom of religion. And so I told them, this is my religion. I will pray in my religion, and I expect the other people that are present to be able to pray in their religion. So I don't quite understand why we just can't have our freedom of religion back the way it used to be. If I'm Christian, I pray Christian. If I'm Muslim, I may pray in Muslim. But no matter what, we should be able to have our freedoms brought back to us. It seems as though in the last few years, many of our freedoms have been taken away from us, and they continue to be taken away. And also the terrorists should be called terrorists, and they are trying to keep us under their thumb by threatening to do different things. And yes, they may do them, but if we don't do something, I am at a loss for words for some of the things that are happening of late. And I really feel that we need to stand up and fight for what is right in our world.
Well, Beverly, thank you. Thanks for calling, and glad you pushed back on that request that your prayer be generic. Talk about offensive.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You know, does everybody get told that, or only certain religions get told that? Very interesting take.
True.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Beverly, appreciate the call. Thanks. Keep fighting, and glad you're out there. If you want to weigh in on either the Mall of America threat, looking for an expert on that tomorrow, by the way, from D.C., and also on whether there ought to be an apology over this prayer hubbub in the North Dakota legislature. Go to our Facebook page, check it out. You can also weigh in whether or not you like the Oscars or whether you're a fuddy-duddy like me that does not care. Our Facebook page, a place to do just that. Our next guest is the president of Lauren Scott & Associates, a 33-year-old economic consulting firm. Their clients include large national firms like Bell South, Capital One, ExxonMobil, J.P. Morgan Chase, Chesapeake Energy, diversity of others. He is one of the 32-member National Business Economic Issues Council and is an energy expert on that. Been appointed to the Economic Advisory Board of the U.S. Council on Competitiveness, a group made up of the CEOs of the Fortune 100, top university presidents and presidents of the three major unions as well. And he will be in Watford City next week as the keynote speaker at the Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corporation's annual meetings. March 4th, 5:30 p.m. at Outlaws Ballroom in Watford City. Social hour at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Look, I'll be there looking forward to it. Hope you will be too. And I'll give you information on how to contact them for tickets in just a moment after we welcome Lauren C. Scott. Dr. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Y'all got it warmed up there for me?
We're doing our best. Yeah, we kind of have this deal where it's nice and it's cold. It's nice and it's cold. So roll the dice. You should be okay.
We're freezing down here. It's 45 degrees.
That's not freezing. No, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to coming back up to North Dakota again. This will be my third trip, and it's always been very fun, and people up there are very cordial, very, very hospitable. It's always something to look forward to very much.
Well, and you've got a really light topic, I see, that Derek Franzen and the crew from the Watford City Chamber of Commerce have handed you to present to, next week. The price of oil, what happened? How long will it last? That's a big question, isn't it?
I know. This is I taught forecasting at LSU when I was a professor there for three and a half decades, and I told them this is the second most difficult thing in the economy to forecast is oil prices. And the reason for that is about two-thirds of the oil reserves in the world are under the lands of countries where the government's running the oil company. So if you can imagine the U.S. government running our oil industry rather than, you know, Exxon and Chevron and Shell and the rest of them. And you just never know what's going to happen. There's always something that you're not expecting that just pops up and blindsides you. And that's just very, very common in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've seen some things about, of course, this drop, a lot of folks have compared to the last drop, which was what, 2009, when it hit 30-something?
The one that it's compared to down here where I live that was incredibly devastating was the one that occurred in 81, 82 time frame, when the price of oil went from what was at the time a high of about $37 a barrel to a low of $10.50, and it happened just in about 6 months time period. It was a really an amazing thing to see, and I think the culprit behind the 80s one and the culprit behind our most recent price drop is the same culprit. I think that's the Saudis. I mean, typically when I see the price drop very sharply, this must have something to do with what the Saudis are up to.
Yeah, there certainly was, hinting and a lot of writing on the wall that this was as much about international politics as it was about supply and demand, right?
Right. I mean, and one of the points I'm going to make at this talk is that there were basically two kind of events that led to the Saudis taking this position and dropping the price of oil. Now, the problem that the Saudis have is that the Saudis are members of the OPEC cartel. This is a member. This is a group of now 11 member nations. Excuse me, 12 member nations, and the Saudis are trying to keep the United States government, frankly, not the United States government, but the United States oil activity, from encroaching into the international markets. When the decision was made to allow us to export this minutely refined crude oil, the Saudis said, let me get this straight. I mean, first of all, now you're producing a lot of your own oil, so we're losing a lot of the U.S. market. Now you're going to go into the international market and take some of our market? I don't believe so. And so I think what their objective is here is to drive the price down enough so that in the shale plays, you lose the edges You know, if you look at the shale play in Bakken area, you know, the break-even point varies dramatically across your state. There are some places in the nice, rich middle where Watford is, where it's, you know, the oil is there, it comes up pretty quickly, it's easy, to, fairly easy to harvest, the wells produce a lot per well. If you get out on the edges of the play, that's not the case. So I think what the Saudis are trying to do here is they're trying to shut down the activity on the edges of all these shale plays, not just yours, but also the Eagle Ford in Texas, the Permian Basin in Texas, the Marcellus in Pennsylvania, the Niobrara in Colorado, all these shale plays. If they can shut down the edges, then they're going to reduce a lot of the U.S. production. And that's what their game is. And their trick is to keep it down long enough to stop that without the other 11 members of their cartel just getting killed. I mean, they're getting, if you're Venezuela or Nigeria or any of these other members of the OPEC cartel, I mean, you're getting killed right now. You're producing the same amount of oil, but you're getting half the price. And these people depend almost wholly on the oil monies to operate their economies. So they're raising their hands and they're saying, let's have a meeting. Let's stop this nonsense. So that's one of the reasons I think there's hope that the price may not stay down in a long time.
So is it more that, which would be basically they're trying to gain a competitive edge, right? They don't like where this is going. They see a vast resource underneath the ground in shale plays, and they see it as I guess they got some tired fields, right? Those fields could be fairly called tired where they are. So they see these shale plays and they're pulling this for a competitive edge, or is it more about hoping that it pulls Russia in a little bit, reins them in a little bit, and they'll have less dealings with Iran?
I think they're less worried about Russia, I think, than they are just about the U.S. oil production. I mean, we have, if you think about it, our oil production since 2008, which is not that long ago, is up 70%, 70 stinking percent, and that's a larger increase than any other place on the planet. In your own state there, the Bakken play has gone from about 10,000 barrels a day to 1.2 million barrels. It's a huge increase. And all this oil is the more oil we produce, the less the Saudis can sell. I mean, that's their whole thing. And if let's reduce the amount of oil the U.S. even produces. If they drive the price down low enough, what they're going to do is that there's a lot of a lot of the Bakken play on the edges, that where the break-even point is 80 or 90 or 85, $90 a barrel. They can't compete. I mean, they'll have to shut down. And more importantly, the people who lend them money to drill will not lend them money anymore. So I think what the Saudis are doing is they're trying to shut down the edges on all the plays. They don't mind the great meaty middle part of the plays, because that can take place without there being a huge increase in our output. But when you add in the meaty part and the edges, I mean, there's so much oil being produced that it's cutting into their market share, and they're flat not going to allow that to happen.
So how does this end?
Bring
us to the end of the movie.
The price of oil starting to drift upward again. Exactly how far it'll drift upward is a swag, it is a wild guess. I mean, my guess would be somewhere at least in the mid-70s to the 80s, and which will be high enough so that it's not profitable to drill in some of the edges of the shale place.
We're gonna have you keep us in suspense here as we're going to go to our...
We won't be trying to...
Dr. Scott, hang on a second, if you would.
We won't be covering so much of our own demand.
Hold on 1 second. We'll finish that on the other side of the break. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On your mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. You need a sprayer? You really need anything in the application world whatsoever? Then you need a trip to our friends at High Plains Apache. Location in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. They're also in Frontier, just south of Fargo. And they have used sprayers. They have new sprayers. Of course, they are your Apache dealer. But they even have some Apache used ones as well. Check out highplainsapache.com so you can check out the hot deals. 1,000 to 1,500 gallon capacity, 90-foot booms. Check those out. They're also your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brands in the application industry. They have the ET Ag Center, which means as you're getting geared up for growing season, find you need a part, chances are they have it on hand. No waiting. Otherwise, they'll ship it right to your door. How's that for service? Great folks to deal with. HighPlainsApache.com, Mandan, or Fargo 2. Check them out. All right. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Lauren C. Scott, of Lawrence E. Scott and Associates, economic consulting firm that advises the experts. And we're talking about a trip next week for Dr. Scott to Watford City for the Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce and Watford City Economic Development Corporation's annual meeting. March 4th, 5:30, Outlaws Ballroom in Watford City. With the social, 5:30, the dinner at 6:30. If you want to go, give Mary a call at 701-580-4348. 701-580-4348. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to this. It'll be great. They're also doing, by the way, the Voices of Watford City, a video-based program featuring stories of residents and their own words. Should be a lot of fun. This will be great. So before the break, Dr. Scott, you were dealing with a really thorny question of just how long this darn thing will last. And just to let you finish on that comment and add one question, I've seen some analysis that talks about how quick this has come back from the bottom here, and I realize it's still, you know, a little herky-jerky, but does that give you any optimism at all?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, we look at least three cases, two other cases in the past, the 1980s one that I mentioned earlier. The response on the price side did not come back real quickly. It was spread out over quite a time period. The in the case of the one that you mentioned earlier, I believe it was 08, when we had the big drop from $140 a barrel down around $35, then it was like a V. It shot right back up again and got up at a very high level. Of course, I think what we're going to have is somewhere in between that. I don't think you're going to see a V where it's going to pop back up to 100 or 110 like it was at one time this past summer. And the reason for that is because the Saudis know if it's allowed to go up that much, then you're going to get even more economic, even more drilling activity in the United States, and there's going to be even more oil flooding the market to start cutting into their market shares. And I just don't think they're going to allow that to happen. The other thing that gives us, you know, confidence that at least the price is going to come back up above where it is now is what I mentioned earlier, and that is OPEC is a member of a cartel of 12 countries, and the other 11 members of this cartel are just getting creamed right now. They don't have nice diversified economies. You know, Venezuela relies very heavily on oil monies to keep their welfare programs or infrastructure programs being built and just general political stability going on down there. Well, their budget has been cut in half, and there was a meeting right before Thanksgiving of this cartel, and everybody thought that the other member nations were going to scream and holler and say, get the price back up, but they came out of the meeting and said, we're going to soldier on at these prices. We need to cut down this competition for this U.S. production. And but the longer this goes on, the more unrest there's going to be in every one of these other 11 member countries, and they're going to keep raising their hands and say, let's have a meeting, man. Let's get the price up. And that's the one thing that gives us some optimism, those of us who are in oil-producing states like Louisiana and North Dakota. That gives us some optimism that price is going to start coming back up again and hopefully coming back up again pretty smartly. But I don't think people should expect to get back up to 100.
Why did the Saudis wait till now? The price disruption.
The reason they waited until now, excuse me, I'm a little sinus down here. Things are blooming in Louisiana, unlike North Dakota. Anyway, I mean, what actually triggered this sudden price drop was something that happened this past summer, and that is all this oil. If you remember, at one point in time, all this oil coming out of the Bakken play was piling up in a place in Oklahoma called Cushing, Oklahoma, which is where the price of West Texas Intermediate is set. And the problem was it was really stacking up there because there weren't enough pipelines to get it down to the Gulf Coast. And as a result, the price of y'all's oil dropped below the world price, sometimes as much as $20 a barrel below the world price. And what happened was, to get rid of that bottleneck, at least three pipelines were, two pipelines were built, the southern leg of the XL pipeline. The Seaway pipeline was reversed, going from,
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that makes some sense. We're going to have to wait for the
rid of that. Got rid of that bottleneck. But then the problem was the darn oil started showing up down on the coast here.
And we're going to have to wait for the rest of the story until we see you next week in Watford City. Dr. Scott, out of time. Sorry. Thank you so much. Appreciate the good work. Looking forward to seeing you. Watford City Chamber and Economic Development Court, March 4th. See you there. A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.